The Hundred Years' War, the Du Guesclin period, Richard II, marriage proposals from Charles of Navarre. Well, about early October 1377, the marriage proposals were carried to Westminster by one of Charles of Navarre's Norman squires. His arrival coincided with the opening of Parliament. The parliamentary peerage was enthusiastic. They were even prepared to waive a dowry for Charles's daughter, an extraordinary concession, bearing in mind that Richard was one of the most eligible princes of Europe. Progress, however, was slow. Communication across the Bay of Biscay in winter was difficult. The emissary sent with the English answer, a Gascon squire called Garcia Arnaud de Salez, left as soon as he could for Bordeaux, accompanied by an English knight, Sir John Roche. But it took them nearly 2 months to find a passage to Bordeaux. In Pamplona, Charles of Navarre was becoming nervous. The long silence from England troubled him. The French government, although lacking precise information, had already become suspicious of the diplomatic bustle around Navarre and began to stir up trouble on Charles's southern front. The French admiral, Jean de Vienne, was in Castile at the end of the year. There were rumors of Castilian troop movements south of the Ebro. Regular messengers passed between the Duke of Anjou and Henry of Trastamara, many of whom had to go through Navarre. Some of them certainly had their letters opened by Charles of Navarre's officials. On January 6, 1378, Henry of Trastamara declared himself. From Toledo, he issued orders for the invasion of Navarre in the spring. The army was ordered to muster at Logrono on April 1. This time, Henry said, he would not just harass Charles of Navarre's kingdom, but annex it to his own. These machinations in Charles's rear forced him to drop his plans to go to Normandy in person. In the new year, he decided to send to France, in his place, his eldest son, of course, also called Charles, an inexperienced youth of 18 whose arrival, he thought, would seem less threatening than his own. The young prince was given a retinue so grand that Charles's Navarrese subjects had to submit to a special tax to pay for it. But the purpose of his visit was characteristically obscure. The young prince appears to have known nothing of his father's dealing with the English. The real business of the mission was left to his entourage, who did. One of them was carrying a satchel of documents for Pierre de Tetre, the King of Navarre's secretary, who had been involved in Charles's covert dealings with the English for nearly a decade, and was currently based in western France. His task was to fill the storerooms of the Navarrese castles in Normandy and make sure their garrisons held fast behind their walls until the English arrived. The King of Navarre proposed to send his chamberlain, Jacques de Roux, to join him, with his final instructions as soon as he had done the deal with the English. He would also be joined by one of Charles's French wardrobe servants, who was going to insinuate himself into the royal kitchens in Paris and poison the King of France. On January 6, 1378, the day the Castilian mobilization orders were sent out, Charles the Younger set out from Navarre with his companions. A few days later, Garcia Armand de Salas finally arrived in Pamplona with the English council's proposals, only to find that they had been overtaken by events. The King of Navarre's most urgent need now was for help in defending his southern frontier against Castile. He wanted reinforcements from England or Gascony to be sent to him across the Pyrenees. He clearly entertained quite unrealistic notions about how long it would take to get there. So Garcia Arnaud was sent back straight back to England with pressing demands for military assistance. With him went yet another Navarrese emissary, Charles' counselor, Lord Garreau, who brought with him powers to reach an agreement on all outstanding matters. So the so-called marriage proposal has suddenly fallen way down on the list as far as Charles of Navarre is concerned, which is going to be kind of a surprise when the English get this kind of news, because they really don't have anything to send. So it doesn't look like Richard II is going to end up with a Navarrese princess at this point. Now, the sources for this: The Hundred Years' War, The Chronicles by Froissart, The Hundred Years' War by Perrois, The Hundred Years' War by Nylans, and The Hundred Years' War, The House Divided, Volume 3 by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. And ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.